Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting, broadcasting, broadcasting to the world. Broadcasting to the world, to the world, to the world.
BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul. Talk radio at its best. You're listening to Rainbow Soul from BlakeRadio.com.
Good evening, boys and girls. Well, it must be Sunday because you are here with Aunt Jill's Bedtime Stories and Rainbow Soul, and we're so thrilled that you are back with us again because it's imagination time, and it's time to be able to put ourselves to rest because we're so tired. However, when it's summertime, we really don't feel like that because it is so nice with the flowers, the gardens, the schools out, the playground. But I've got to call you all in. Let's see if we can call you in because I have some very special people that we know that you want to be able to talk to. Well, boys and girls, you heard that all the kids outside were having so much fun, it's hard to get them to come in. But we know that with Aunt Jill's Bedtime Stories, eventually you all come in. And some come in sooner than others because in the East Coast, it's later and the sun comes down sooner than on the West Coast. So if you're on the West Coast in California, Colorado, any of those states, you still can be able to join us. I want to say good day and good night also to Nana and Poppy and aunts and uncles and moms and dads and babysitters and just people who care all about you because they know that you need your rest. And the other thing that they know, because they're wise, is that you may not be ready to go. So that's what we're going to do at Aunt Jill's Bedtime Stories is to help you be able to go to sleep. Now, some of the things that you have to do first in order to make sure that you don't miss anything, we create a list. And a list definitely helps you to be able to know what to do and to cross it off. And the other thing that we know that it's a very special time for those toys that you have, it's the rubber ducky. Because the rubber ducky is something that you need in the bathtub to make it so much more fun. Bubbles, the rubber ducky, the blocks, all the little toys that there is to be able to make bathtub fun. And guess what, boys and girls? While you're having so much fun, you're getting clean. Behind the ears, in between the toes, under the arms, all over. And I think that maybe mommy, daddy, or the babysitter, or granny, or they might even feel that they're getting a bath because there's water so all over the place. So much on the bathroom carpet, the bathroom mat. So let's hear that song by the Cedarmont Kids, The Rubber Ducky.
Here I am in the bathtub again. I got my soap. I got my Superman scrub brush. I got my loofah. I got my shampoo. I got my washcloth. And I got a big old fluffy towel to dry myself when I get out. But you know what else I got to make bathtub time the best time of my day? I bet you know what it is. I bet you got one too. It's my special pal. Let's sing about him now. Rubber ducky, you're the one. You make bath time lots of fun. Rubber ducky, I'm awfully fond of you. Vovo-fodio, rubber ducky, joy of joy. When I squeeze you, you make noise. Rubber ducky, you're my very best friend. It's true. Every day when I make my way to the tubby, I find a little fella who's cute and yellow and chubby. Rubber dub dubby, rubber ducky, you're so fine, and I'm lucky that you're mine. Rubber ducky, I'm awfully fond of you. Alright, y'all, let's get wet.
I bet you, boys and girls, you're saying that I know I didn't want to go into the bathtub, and now my mommy and daddy can't even get me out because I am having so much fun. Sometimes it's hard to know until you're involved in it. Then you realize I love and like doing this. And that's why we have to listen to our mommy and daddy and Nana, because sometimes we may not know because we've never done it before. That's why some of the boys and girls, they already know what they want to do. Let's hear some of them. Oh my goodness. Let's hear it. Do you know what some of you are saying? You're saying that you want to believe in yourself. I think that is extremely important to do, because when you believe in yourself, then you will do that. Is there something that you think that you should do, that you want to do? Let's hear some kids. They have something that they want to say.
Tell me what you want to be when you get older.
Fashion designer.
I want to be a basketball player.
I want to be a best singer.
I want to be a modeler.
I want to be a songman.
I want to be a singer.
I want to be an actress.
I want to be a model.
When you believe, and this is something that you want to do when you grow up, you've seen it, you've heard it, and you might even know someone that is what you would like to be when you grow up. I have a story that I would love to be able to read, because it will start to make it happen in your imagination. Because if you see it, that's the beginning, starting the goal to being what you want to be. And we'll just do this one little story again, and then we'll go through the bedtime list. Because there's so many things that we know that we need to do. But we also know that you're not quite ready yet. The yawning hasn't started, nor have the droopy eyes. Nor have the teddy bear dropped off of your arm. This story is called When I'm a Grown-Up. It's by Anne Fondes, and it was illustrated by Catherine Lucas. When I'm a grown-up, who will I be? A bird in the air or a fish in the sea? When I'm a grown-up, What will I do? Fly a spaceship to Mars or work in the zoo? When I'm a grown-up, will I be tall, used like a hippo, or round like a ball? When I'm a grown-up, who will live with me? Oh, my teddy bears, my lion, my giraffe, my cat, my dog? A frog or a dog or a hoppity flea? When I'm a grown-up, what will I wear? Let me see. I really don't care. When I'm a grown-up, will I travel by car or ride a rhino? Or swing from a star? When I'm a grown-up, I really don't mind who I will be as long as I am me. I know, boys and girls, that you love that because it makes you feel really good. Because when you know what you want to be, it's very difficult for someone to tell you that you are not you. Sounds a little complicated, sounds a little mixed up, but really, it is starting the process, starting it from happening, starting of you becoming what you want to be. And that was a wonderful, wonderful thing, wasn't it, boys and girls? Okay, we have to listen to that bedtime list so that we can make sure that we get everything, that we cover it all. Because we're not quite sleepy yet, but there's a lot of things to do. And we want to make sure that we don't forget any of them. So let's go over that bedtime list. I bet you, you, Shauna, and you, Star, and you, Sander, and you, Kaysen, and you, Larry, you all know what the list is, but some of you don't know quite yet.
At night before you get tucked in, you check your bedtime list. There's lots to do before you sleep, so what could you have missed? Did you brush your teeth?
Yes.
So check that off your list.
I brush my teeth now and I sleep.
What else could you have missed? Are your check that off your list.
With features on, I brush my teeth. Now can I sleep?
What else could you have missed? Did you say your prayers?
Yes.
So check that off your list.
Thank you.
boys and girls, I know you're not ready to go to bed, and you haven't even shut your eyes, but we just want to be able to let you know what you're supposed to do so that when it comes, you can check it off and go to your next item that you have. So, no, we weren't trying to get you to sleep just now, because we know that it is so, it's time to start that summer. At least get ready. A few more weeks and it will be in full bloom. Bloom? That reminds me of a story called Janina's Garden. It's by Nick Jr. on Gullah Gullah Island. And it was written by Denise Lewis Patrick, and the pictures were by Stacy Huff. Wake up, everybody. Tonight I'm here on the call. The warm springtime summer is shining outside. Today is a special day. Tonight And boys and girls, we know that you're still up, so we want to make sure that you have your garden and it's all in order. Because when you get a real good garden, guess what happens? You get a great reward. So let's get back to the story. Shana's Garden. Now today's a special day because Shana is planting her own garden for the very first time. She wonders what to wear. Do you ever do that, boys and girls? Wonder what you should put on? Shana hurries downstairs. Good morning, everybody, she says to her family. Gaga, coos baby Simon. Shana, Mama asks, why are you wearing your party shoes? Because today is special. Yes, Mama says. But we're going to be digging in the dirt like farmers. Shana thinks, oh, I guess today is a different kind of special. She skips upstairs to change into her sneakers. Well, go to the plant nursery when you go down. You come down. Daddy called up the stairs. A plant nursery? Shana tries to imagine it. In the car, Shana asks, Daddy, is the plant nursery like Simon's nursery? Daddy laughs. Not exactly, sweetheart, but you're right, baby. Plants do like to live. Now, at the plant nursery, Shana knows just what she wants for her garden. Tomatoes? She picks out the prettiest tomato plant. Do you know what you would like to have in your garden? I bet you you want something that you love to be able to eat, because that makes it so special. Now, on the way back, Daddy says, Nick, we have to get the vegetable bed ready. I wonder, boys and girls, is that a bed just like what you have? Vegetable bed. Shana thinks vegetables would look very funny tucked under her patchwork quilt. Do vegetables really have beds? She asked Brother James when they got home. James laughed. Shana, he tells her, a vegetable bed is the place in the ground where plants can grow. Oh, said Shana. Now we rake the soil carefully to the bed. To get ready, Mama tells her she has to be very careful not to wake the plant, just like what your mama tells you to do when the baby sleeps. Shh, don't wake the baby. Next, we have to sow our seedlings, Mama says. Now, Shana is puzzled. She's sown doll clothes before, but not tomatoes. Mama, where's your needle and thread, Shana asked. Aren't we going to sow the plant? Boys and girls, do you know what she's asking? She thinks that when you sow the fruit, you get a needle and thread. Well, let's find out exactly what she means. Aren't we going to sow the plants? This kind of sowing means to put the plants in the ground, Mama says. I guess I kind of know much about making, I don't know that much about making a garden, Jenna asks that sadly. Well, James gives Jenna a pat on the shoulder. It's not so hard. Now, Jenna, he says, just poke a hole in the ground. Now pat that soil. Mama says, go to bed like tomato plants. Shh, Jenna whispers. Days and days go by. Jenna learns a lot more about gardening. She pulls out the weeds so the plants have room to grow. Have you helped your mom and dad or grandparents pull the weeds out? Isn't that so much fun? They come out so easy. Well, the binya polywog helps her make sure the plants are never thirsty. You gotta water them every day. Then one afternoon, Daddy says, look, here's the first ripe tomato from Shana's garden. Mama smiles. You have a green thumb, sweetie. What's that mean, James asks. That means I'm a real farmer now. Right, Mama? Jenna asks. Mama nods. Jenna grins. Now I'll use my green thumb to pick my tomatoes for supper. Yum, yum, yum. Boys and girls, have you ever done that? Were you ever able to have something that you grew be right on the table? That is so special when that happens. You get to see it. Some of you are already starting to yawn.
Hey, mate, you know why you go to bed at night? Because your bed won't come to you. Well, let's just sleep on it, shall we? I can't stop yawning, evening or morning. Once I start, I can't stop it. There's no one who can top it. I just open my mouth and drop it. I can't stop yawning. The music I make does not keep me awake. And I can't stop yawning. Something to wake us up. Mexican head dance. Arriba, arriba. Whatever that means.
Yawning's contagious. Let's be courageous. Join in the yawning chorus. Nobody will ignore us.
And yawning's so easy for us.
Stop.
to read another book. Of course, it's called Sweet Dreams. Because we already know that we were starting to fall asleep. But we had to make sure that before we do that, that everything is done on our bedtime list. But we need to hear a silly riddle because some of you are still wide awake. I wonder if any of you know what kinds of ears an engineer has. Do any of you know? It's an engineer! Now, why did the girl tiptoe past the medicine cabinet? She didn't want to wake up the sleeping pills. Oh, dear, are you laughing on that one? So, I'm not sure some of you are thinking. Did you make sure that you have that list? Is that list getting longer and longer each day? Or longer because the summer is coming. Is that what happens? Is that how you get the, oh, some of you parents say, the honeydew look? Honey do this? Honey do that?
Before you get tucked in, you check your bedtime list. There's lots to do before you sleep. So what could you have missed? Did you brush your teeth?
Yes.
So check that off your list.
You're ready for bed. So let's hear another story because you're not quite sleepy yet. And we want to make sure that you are so tired that you just fall asleep. That is one of our goals, because when you're well rested, you'll be up early in the morning ready for a brand new day. Now, this is called Sweet Dreams, and it's by Lisa McHugh. It's a Reader Digest children's book. Now, one summer day, three little bunnies played in the garden all day long. Still outside, just like some of the kids in California. Now, when the sun began to rise and the fireflies came out of their cages, Rosie. Please, 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 said Dozie. Of course. So Mama sat on the sofa and Rosie. Thank you. for those who are still not asleep. That was real special to hear that, to find out that there's someone just like you. What is he posting? They wanted to make sure that they were having sweet dreams. Is that something that you do, boys and girls? So, are you like Rosie, Posey, and Dozy? You want to make sure that you have nice, sweet dreams, so you don't want to read any scary books. Now, for those who are still pups, what would you have if you had put 6 ducks in a box? A box of quackers. And eating those crackers when you're going on a road trip is just the right thing to do. However, you may be very thirsty by the time you get on to your trip. Now, what 2 things can you never have for breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Did you guess that? Oh, I'm not sure I did. I was a little taken back with that. Well, boys and girls, just like we thought, another one that's generally always first is Grandpa Robert. He's already fallen asleep. His glasses already fell too. They're on the floor. We have another little song that we'd like to play for you, because we know that the flowers will be growing. And we just want to, even though we didn't have quite a long spring, or we didn't even have a spring at all, and summer is jumping right in, let's hear this little spring song.
Spring, spring is in the air. I can feel it everywhere. Oh yeah, spring is in the air. I can feel it everywhere. And the flowers start to grow. And the flowers start to grow. And the flowers start to grow. I can see them row by row. Cause spring, spring is in the air. I can feel it everywhere. Oh yeah, spring is in the air. I can feel it everywhere. And we ride our bikes again. And we ride our bikes again. And we ride our bikes again. And we ride them with a friend. Cause spring, spring is in the air. I can feel it everywhere. Oh yeah, spring is in the air. I can feel it everywhere.
Can you feel that spring everywhere?
Spring is in the air. I can feel it everywhere. Oh yeah, spring is in the air. I can feel it everywhere. Spring, spring.
I know that you can already see them just starting to pop right out of the ground. And it's so great because those were the ones that you put little seeds in the ground and cover them up and water them every day, and they're starting to sprout. That is a wonderful thing to see when it's something that you did and it's growing and you're seeing it right before your eyes. That's just how your mommy and daddy sees you when you're right, you're growing right before their eyes. And with that, you're also making believe. And that's what Kim said. She said, listen.
Where
are your gardeners?
Thank you.
Do you make believing, boys and girls? Do you want to be a teacher? Or do you want to be a skateboarder? Or do you want to be a teacher? Or you might even want to be a doctor. Or maybe even a nurse. Or a policeman. You can put it, close your eyes and put it all in your mind and see your face in that role, and you will be able to become that because it's already started the seeds of planet in your mind. And that's one of the things that happens when you tell your parents, you tell your sisters or brothers what you want to be. There's a book that's called Look. That might not be a difficult thing to have or to remember. A book. That's a proper thing to say when someone says, tell me the name of the book. And you say, book. Well, this is by Christine O'Connell George, and it was illustrated by Maggie Smith. Now, a gift. My gift is flat and square. Rip that paper, what's in there? Books. I like the way you open. I can turn your page by myself. I like the way you close. I can put you on my shelf. I can read you to the cat. How many out there have read their book to their cat? Or upside down? Or maybe right side up? He actually has a book on his head. Do you have a book on your head out there? If you do, you can call me at 914-338-0695. You could wear it like a hat. I'll show you to the baby. I'll take you on a wagon ride to my secret place where both of us can hide. After that, we'll find an empty lap before I take my nap. I know, boys and girls, you know where that empty lap is. It feels so comfortable. All nice and cozy. We'll read you warm and snug book. I'll give you a hug book. Open wide, look inside book. Book, B-O-O-K, the end. You imagine what you're going to be, boys and girls? Have you already started thinking about it? Or is it something that's really hard to think? You can become that. Well, Josie Benson said, if you can dream, what happens?
There is a world where hope and dream can last for all time. When there is a place to go, you'll know it when your heart finds. What a magic ride, and just a kiss away, if you can dream.
bedtime story.
This rainy day is temporary. Let's come and try why we come. The sunshine too is just a cloud.
About it, and you can't wait to find out what's going to happen. And imagine doing something that everybody can be able to take part of, because when it's done and when it grows, we can all be able to eat it. And we'll be able to go to the plant nursery, and the plant nursery will be there to give you all the tools that you will need to help it grow. Now you might be riding in the car with your daddy and excited about it because you know what's going to happen. And you've picked out the wonderful, great big tomatoes. However, yours are not quite there. You're only just seeing the product of what they look like. But you picked the prettiest tomato plant. And you also saw what they will look like when they grow up. Do vegetables really have beds? She asked her brother James when they came home. Vegetables. Their bed is in the ground where their plants can grow. Now we rake the soil carefully to get the beds ready, the mama tells me. Shana works very, very carefully. I want my plants to have the softest bed ever. Now we'll sow our seeds. Now Shana is puzzled. She's sown doll clothes before, but not tomatoes. For boys and girls, the story was read before, but we wanted to make sure that the ones that joined us towards the end already know the beginning of the story. And when we come back, we will hear the end of the story. So some kids will hear it before other kids. And we know that that's something that a lot of you understand, because some of you hear us earlier in the East Coast than the West Coast. And I can tell that you're already ready to say goodbye. Can't let you go without telling you that you're special to us. And what do you do to people that are special to you? You sing them a song. And Randy Newman has this perfect song that we play a lot of times called You've Got a Friend.
Got a friend in me.
You got a friend in me.
When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old pal said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you've got a friend in me. You got a friend in me.
As always, every Sunday, and we know that there's longer days, so it's going to be a very special, trying time to try to get you to go to sleep. But some of you have already nodded off, and we're so glad that we've been so effective. So good night, and sleep tight, and don't forget to give your mommy and daddy a great big hug and kiss. And tell them how much you love them, because it's a very special time. And when you get up tomorrow morning, you'll be fresh and alive, because it's a new day ahead. So we hope to see you next Sunday at Aunt Jill's Bedtime Stories. Good night. You've been great.